Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Beis, and we are on the last skinny line of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis. So the sugya in the beginning of Perek Chelek is Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'ilam Abba, which we said according to all the Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, is referring to the Olam of Tchias HaMeisen. It's as a result, the first sugya here in Perek Chelek deals with Tchias HaMeisim, specifically remozim in the Torah to the idea of Tchias HaMeisim. So it's not mentioned beforeish anywhere in the Torah that after a person dies, Mashiach's going to come and then all the Meisim are going to be resurrected and are going to be brought back to life. Stating that, it's one of the 13 principles of faith. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Yamuna that every single Yid has to believe. And the Gemara over here says that even though it's not mefurish in the Torah, it's not explicit, but implicit it is. There are remozim in the Torah, and the Gemara has gone through many, and we're continuing along that theme, discussing Tchias HaMeisim, more specifically remozim in the Torah for Tchias HaMeisim. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Rami, Reish Lakish asked Astira with regards to Tchias HaMeisim. On the one hand, Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, "Ksiv bom iver upiseach," that when the Meisim are going to come back to life, the iver and the piseach, the blind person and the person that is lame, that's not able to walk, hara v'yoledes yachtov, the pregnant woman and the woman has given birth, they're all going to gather together. It sounds like from the pasuk that after Tchias HaMeisim, if somebody died in iver, he's going to be an iver. If somebody died in piseach, he's going to be a piseach. In other words, a person who dies with a machla, with a mum, is going to be born with that same mum. Reish Lakish's kasha was that there's another pasuk in Yeshaya that also describes Tchias HaMeisim. And here the pasuk says, "Oz yedalei ka'ayel piseach." The piseach is going to leap like an ayel. V'toroin l'shoin ilein. The tongue of the ilein, the tongue of someone that isn't able to talk, is going to sing. Ki nifku b'midbar mayim u'necholim b'arava. There's going to be water in the midbar. There's going to be necholim in the arava. It seems to say that there's going to be no Piseach, there's going to be no Elam. The Piseach is going to be able to leap like an isle. The Elam is going to be able to sing songs. So which one is it? Is the Iver and the Piseach going to come back to life as an Iver or a Piseach? Or to the contrary, are they going to be healed? Ketzad, Reish Lakish said, Oim de memumon umisrap. In both Pesukim are true. The Iver is going to come back to life an Iver, but he's immediately going to have a refuah. The Piseach is going to come back to life as a Piseach, but he's immediately going to have a refuah. So on the one hand, Bom Iver or Piseach, but then again, immediately after, Oz Yedali Kail Piseach, Vitorin Lasham Ilam. Ula Rama, Ula another stira with regards to the tkuf of Tchias HaMeisim. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Bila amavus lanetzach umacha Hashem elikim dima meyal kol panim," which of course means that when Mashiach is going to come, "Bila amavus lanetzach," there's going to be no mavus anymore. People are not going to die. Ksiv, but then again, the pasuk says, "Ki anar ben neyashana yamos." People are going to die when they're 100 years old, or if someone dies when he's 100, you know what people are going to say? Such a young person died. Today, if somebody lives till he's 100 years old, he was leicha tarichas yomim. And here the pasuk says, ki anar ben meyah shanu yomos, lo yeh misham oid ul yomim. People are going to live, they'll have tremendous tarichas yomim, but the point is they're going to die. So which one is it? Is it bila hamavis la netzach, or is it just that people are going to live very, very long, says the Gemara, lekasha kam Yisrael, kam ba'iv dekechavim. The yidin is going to be bila hamavis la netzach, but there are going to be Gentiles, and the umay saw are going to have arichas yomim, to the point that if someone dies at the age of 100, people are going to say ki hanar ben meyah shana yomos, but they will die. Freik the Gemara v'oivdei kechavim abohas. And what are oivdei kechavim doing in yomos hamashiach? What are they doing la'achat chias amesim in the first place? Sach the Gemara hanech tchsiv behuva amdu zarem v'ro tzoinchem uvnei nechar ikarechem v'charmechem. There are going to be umos ha'olam simply to do certain chores that the Yidden are not going to want to do. So there'll be workers, there'll be staff. That's who the Umay Zayim are going to be. Those Umay Zayim are also going to be Zoycha to Richos Yamin. The Yidden are going to be at a higher Madrega. For the Yidden, it's going to be Ubila Hamavis Lanetzach. So are we talking about Yemois HaMashiach? Are we talking about the Olam Atchia? So really, those sugis are going to come up in a few days in Perek Chelek, so we'll leave it for now. So the Gemara of Chiz, Rami Chiz, that's another stira. Ksiv, it says, again, referring to this Tkufa of La'asad Lavoi, Yemois HaMashiach / Olam Atchia, which again is not the same thing. The Chofra Halavana Uboisha Hachama Ki Molach Hashem Tzvakos, that the moon and the sun are going to be embarrassed Because today they're great luminaries, the Mara Gadol and the Mara Katan. But La'asid Lavoi, when Malach Hashem Tzvakos, their light is going to be dimmed. It's going to be diminished very, very dramatically. V'ksiba, there's another pasuk that seems to suggest just the opposite. That not only is the Chama and the Levana not going to be weakened, La'asid Lavoi, but to the contrary, V'hoya Oir HaLevana Ka'Oir HaChama. The Oir HaLevana is going to be like the Oir HaChama. V'Oir HaChama is going to be Yiyah Shiva Sayim Ka'Oir Shiva Sayyamim is going to be 7 times as powerful as the sun's light during the 7 days of the week, which Rashi says means it's going to be 49 times as strong as it is. So which one is it? Is it V'chafra Levano B'Yish HaChama because they're not going to be as strong as they are right now? Or to the contrary, Oira Levano is going to be K'Oira HaChama. And the Oira HaChama is going to be 49 times greater. Not all the Asa Lovers were created equally. You have to know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the Oilam HaTchia? Are we talking about Oilam HaBa? Are we talking about Yemois HaMashiach? So in Yemois HaMashiach, then it's going to be V'hoya Oira HaLevana Ka'Oir HaChama. Then the sun and the moon are going to be stronger than they are right now. That's going to be a miracle that's going to take place by Yemos HaMashiach. La'olam haba, the Levana and the Chama are going to be embarrassed because then there's going to be such a gilui of Shechina, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakos, that the light of the Shechina is going to overwhelm the light of Levana and the Chama to the point that they're going to be completely dim. But the Gemara says, it sounds like then in Yemos HaMashiach, spectacular things are going to happen. You're going to have the Oira Levana Kaira Chama, and the Oira Chama is going to be Shiva Sain, Kaira Shiva Zimei Bereshis. What's the Kasha? Again, we'll talk about Shmuel's Shita later in the parak, but according to Shmuel says that there's going to be no difference between Yemois HaMashiach and the way things are now, other than Shiva Malchus. Now, there's no Malchus based David, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash with a Malchus based David. According to him, how do you explain the stira? You can't tell me that in Yemois HaMashiach, the Oir HaLevana is going to be like the Oir HaChama, and the Oir HaChama is going to be Shiva Sayin, Kor Shiva Sayin. Because then there is a very fun, there is a huge difference then, scientifically, between what Oilam HaZeh and Yemois HaMashiach is going to look like. So the Gemara says, like, Kasha, Shmuel is going to answer the stira differently. Kam b'machne tzadikim, kam b'machne shechina. In the machna tzadikim, the Oir HaLevana is going to be Kor HaChama, and the Oir HaChama is going to be 49 times as strong as it is right now. In machne shechina, however, because Molach Hashem Tzvakos, they're to the contrary. They're the Levana and the Chama are going to be diminished. The Chafra HaLevana Uboisha HaChama. Chaski wants to know if this is global warming. Rava Rami, Rava asked the Ksira. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ani Amos Va'achya. Hashem says that I cause people to die and I bring them back to life. Viksiv, and there's another Pasuk that says, Mochatzti, I have wounded people, Vani Erpa, and I'm going to heal them. What's the stira? And the Amos Va'achya sounds like people are going to come back to life. They'll be resurrected exactly in the same way that they died. So if they died with a mum, like we said before, the Iver and the Pisech, they're going to come back with the same mum. Then again, it says, Mochatzti Vani Erpa, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Masha, Ani Memes, Ani Mechaya. First, I'm going to bring the Mason back to life, like we said before, like Rish Lakish said, Vahadar, Masha Mochatzti Vani Erpa, Tani Rabbanon, Ani Amos Va'achya, Yocha, I would have thought you'd take me, Chaim Echad. When it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills people, he's an omis, and he's also an achaya. Are we talking about two different people? Meaning, one person dies and one person is born. That's not what it means. It says machatzti vani erpa. And ma mechitzer refuah be'echad. Just like machatzti vani erpa is obviously talking about the same person. Hashem gives refuah to someone that's a choyla. Af misa v'chaim be'echad. So too when we say ani omos v'achya, we're talking about the same person. Meaning the same person that Hashem says ani omos, that person is va'achaya. And if that's the case, mikan tshuva lo imrin ein tchias ha'mesim min ha'Torah. We have another remez in the Torah, the tchias ha'mesim. And what is that? Ani Omos va'achaya. The achaya is referring to the person that died. Maybe omos is one person, achaya is another person, because it says machatzti vanierpa. And just like machatzti vanierpa is be'echad, so too ani omos va'achaya is be'echad. Tanu rabbanon, omer rab meir, minayin lo tchias ha'meisim min ha'Torah. How do we know tchias ha'meisim min ha'Torah? And this is perhaps the most famous of all the sources. Shenemar Oz Yosher Moshe Uvenei Yisrael Es Hashira Azois Lashem. And the Gemara makes an obvious diktuk. It should have said Oz Shor Moshe. Then, in the past tense, or in the present tense, Moshe Rabbeinu sang. Yosher is talking in the future tense. Moshe Rabbeinu will sing? Moshe sang, not he will sing. Zok the Gemara, Shor Loi Nemar, Elo Yosher. Said Rameir Mikan with Trias HaMesim in HaTorah. This is a remez to Trias HaMesim that just like Moshe Rabbeinu sang, so too he will sing. You find similarly, Oz Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach Lashem. Yeshua Ben Nun will build a Mizbeach Lashem. He built a Mizbeach Lashem. Stating that it says Yivne. So Bono Lo Yinemar Elo Yivne Mikan with Trias HaMesim in HaTorah. So again you see Trias HaMesim in HaTorah. Freik the Gemara Elo Miyato Ibazay when the Pasuk says Oz Yivne Shloimoy Bama Lichmoish Shikutz Moyav, which literally sounds like Shlomo HaMelech built a bama for the Avodah Zarah of Moav. Hacha Nami Deyivne? Are you going to be make the same diak? It doesn't say Oz Bana. It says Oz Yivne, which would imply that Shlomo HaMelech La'asad Lavoi, when Mashiach comes, is again going to make the same mistake and he's going to build this bama for Avodah Zarah. Certainly not, says the Gemara. There, I'll tell you, Yivne means something else. You know why the Pasuk uses the word Yivne? Because Shlomo HaMelech never really did it. What happened was, his wives did it. He wasn't Meicha, so it was considered as if he did it. But the Torah, the Navi, wanted to be sensitive to Shlomo HaMelech, so that even though we're going to write it as if he did it, but there's going to be a diuk, Oz Yivne, not Oz Bana, to show that he never really did it. So when it comes to Oz Yashir, Moshe, when it comes to Oz Yivne, Yeshua, what does it mean? It means that they did it and will do it again. When it says Oz Yivne, Shlomo, not because he's going to do it again in the future, but to the contrary, to suggest that he never really did it. This is all a mala, all of akosav. It's a make believe. How do you know tchias amesim in atayra? Shenemar ashrei yoishvei veisecha. Oyd yahaluducha sela hiluducha loynemar. It doesn't say ashrei yoishvei veisecha oyd hiluducha in the past tense. Elo yehaluducha. They're going to do it in the future. When's the future? Mikan the tchias amesim in atayra. Rabbi Shulman Levi said koloim shira ba'ilam azeh. Anyone that sings shira ba'ilam azeh zoicha va'imro la'ilam abba. He's going to be zoicha to sing shira again ba'ilam abba. Shenemar as the pasuk says ashrei yoishvei veisecha oyd yehaluducha sela. Meaning if someone is mahala kadosh baruch hu. Oy, he's gonna merit to be able to do it again. As the pasuk says, "Koil tzafayich nasu koil yachtov yiranenu." So tzafayich are the neviim. Yachtov the neviim in one singular voice are going to sing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the same diak. Rinenu loy nemar elo yiranenu mikan. From here, we learn. Tchias HaMesim in HaTorv. Omer Abchia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Asid in Kol HaNaviyim and Kulam Ayim Mashir B'Kol Echad, that at some point, all the Naviyim are going to sing Shira together, B'Kol Echad, Shenema, this same Pasuk, Kol Tzafayich, Nosu Kol, Yachtov Yiraneinu. So the Gemara from here is going to digress for a little bit, but before the Gemara digresses, just one Ha'ara. That is that I heard years ago, a tape from Rav Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I heard one tape from him. It was a Hakdama Shir to Perek Chelek. So he spoke a lot about the Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban and all the Rishonim that we've spoken about already a few times. But Toich Dvarav, he said a very powerful yesod. He said that people have a mistake when they think about Tchias HaMesim. He says, he asked the man on the street, what's Tchias HaMesim? Tchias HaMesim is a ticket to be able to be resurrected and be brought back to life. Meaning a person is put in this world, he lives X amount of years, he accomplishes whatever he accomplishes. If he's zoicha, he gets a second shot, he gets to come back to life. What's that life going to look like? Ayin l'ras. We have no idea. He's going to live another existence with a gof, without a gof. He's going to come back to life. But tchias HaMesim is another life. What's that life like? We have no idea. Said Rav Moshe Shapiro, it's a mistake. And of course, quoting Sifrei Kabbalah, way above my pay grade, but the words that he said was that Tchias HaMesim is not the fact that people are going to merit to live again, but rather they are going to relive the life that they already lived. So every person that lives, lived the life. Tchias HaMesim means he's going to be brought back to life and relive the life that he already lived, albeit in an infinite, eternal, ruchniyistic sense. And he said there's a tifkeit over here. The tifkeit is, because if you think about your life for a minute, most people's lives seem to be very futile, right? What are you doing? We waste time, we sleep, we eat, we go to the bathroom, we schmooze. most of a person's life dies. Every second that passes is theoretically dying. But if you think about it, it can't be that way. Because Einoid Movada, everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ruchnias. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. Hashem is Hoya Hoya V'yia. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloich, La'ilam Vod. So really, when you deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you deal with Ruchnias, you deal with Chelek Elikami Mal, there's no concept of Misa. So the truth is, every second of existence in the world really cannot die. Because there's an eternal aspect to it. There's a Ruchniistic component to it. The Shoresh of Kedusha, that's in everything, because really, Einoid Movadai. Which means that nothing can really die. But things die. The Teretz is going to be brought back to life. Everything is going to be relived. So everything that a person does, every word that he says, every action that he does, every single thing is going to be brought back to life. So Tchias HaMeisim is not just the mace, the corpse is going to be brought back to life. But every action that died, every word that died, every moment that died, is all going to be brought back to life. Dvarim Niflam, it's something worth pondering. Maybe don't think about it too much, but something worth pondering. But I was just thinking that the Gemara just brought a few Makairis to Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Oz Yosher Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu sang, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to sing again. Oz Yivne Yehoshua. Yeshua built, Yeshua is going to build again. Ashre Yoshve Veisecha, Oid Yehalalucha Zela. Hilalucha Lei Nemar, meaning they're being Mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now, but also Yehalalucha. They're going to be Mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over again, because that's the Yisoid of Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is not live again, but Tchias HaMeisim is to relive the life that a person already lived. Zok de Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Kol Aminei Halacha Mipi Talmud. If somebody has an opportunity to teach somebody Torah, and he chooses not to, Ki ilu goyz loy minachlas avoysav, he should realize that he is a gazan. He's stealing from this Talmud that he chooses not to teach Torah to, something that belongs to him. He has nachlas avoysav on this Torah, and by you not teaching it to him, you're stealing from him. Moshe, Yaakov, Chol Yisrael, the Torah is Mayrasha L'chol Yisrael, Misheshes Yimei Bereshes. And when a person has an opportunity to teach somebody else Torah, and he doesn't teach him Torah, it's Ki'ilu Goizloi Minachlas Avoysav. He's literally stealing from him. So we know that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is really made up of two components, Limra Torah and to teach Torah as well. If somebody has an opportunity to teach somebody Torah and he's Moineya Halacha Mipi Talmud, he should realize he's a gazan. He's stealing the Torah from this person that this person could have otherwise. The Mashal on this Gemara makes two very obvious diyukim. He says, number one, what's the Lashon HaGemara Kol Moineya Halacha Mipi Talmud? What's me P Talmud? Va'oid, it's as if he stole from him. Shenema Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Moirosha Kiilas Yaakov, Moirosha Yilachol Yisrael, Misheshes Yimei Bereshes. Says the Marsha, I'm going to explain to you the Gemara, but Behektim, another Gemara, a well-known Gemara, a Gemara Masechtes Erev and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, an absolute classic. The Gemara over there tells the story about Rav Preda, a very moving story. The Gemara says, Rav Preda havalei ahu talmida. Rav Preda was a Rebbe, and he had a Talmud, and this Talmud was Shvach. It was very hard for him to chap the Torah that Rav Preda used to teach him. Davitonele arba mea zimri v'gomar. It would take him literally 400 times. The Rebbe would have to learn with his Talmud until the Talmud finally chap what the Rebbe was trying to tell. Says the Gemara, one day the Rebbe sat down with his Talmud and he told the Talmud, he says, you know, today I may have to leave a little bit early because I have to go do a mitzvah. I have something that I need to take care of. So he just gave him a heads up. Says the Gemara, the Rebbe was learning with the Talmud, Tonalei, Veloy Gomar. He wasn't chapping and he taught it to him 400 times and he still wasn't chapping. So Amalei. So the Rebbe turns to the Talmud. He says, Ho'idna Maishna. He says, how come you always get it? After 400 times, you always understand the Gemara. How come now? I taught it to you already 400. How come you still don't understand the Gemara? Amalei said, the Talmud told him, he shaita, the Amalei lamar, ikka milsa the mitzvah. From the moment that you told me that you're going to have to leave a little bit early, I already couldn't think straight. The chol shaita, I kept on saying, hashtakoymar, that you're about to get up. You're about to leave. Amalei said, the Rebbe, Rav Preda turned to his Talmud. And he told him, my entire Talmud, hav daitech va'asnilech. Let's try this one more time. I'm going to try to teach it to you again. Says the Gemara, Hadar Tanalei Dalid Meyazim Nachrini. He taught it to him another 400 times. And at the end of the second 400 times, the Talmud finally chapped it. Zok the Gemara Nafka Baskol. A Baskol came out for Amale. And he turned to Rapreda. And he says, Rapreda, what you just did was Marish Olamis. It was unbelievable. The patience that you had, the sensitivity and the caring that you showed for this Talmud. You taught him something 800 times. It's unbelievable. You're going to be rewarded for it. And he said, you have a choice. You can pick choice A or choice B. Choice A is, if you'd like, Nichalach the Leis V'lach Dalei Me'eshni. We'll add 400 years to your life. Or, if you'd like, you could be Zeicha the Tisku at V'dorach La'amad Asi. You and your generation could be Zeicha to Olam Haba. Rapreda said, Omar, it's very easy. I want choice B. The Niski Anav V'dorach La'amad Asi. I want that me and my generations should be Zeicha to Olam Haba. Omar L'ma Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, T'nu Lo Zu V'zu. If that's what he wants, give him A and B. And Rapreda was Zeicha Tarichas Yom, he lived 400 years, and not only did he live 400 years, he was zeicha that him and his entire generation was zeicha to Olam Haba. Unbelievable Gemara. Parenthetically, the Sefer Chassidim in Tof Kuf Mem Vav says as follows: Toiv sheyachzer alocha, that if a person has an opportunity to teach somebody Torah, he could teach someone that without him would anyways be able to learn, or he could teach someone where without him it could be this person would never learn. It's better to learn Torah and to teach Torah to somebody who otherwise wouldn't learn. Why? Because the person that's going to learn is anyways going to learn. But if you could teach someone that without you wouldn't have a chelik in Torah, you're giving him his whole chelik in Torah. K'maysha amru chachamim hamalamit Amoritz Torah mevatel gzeres. If somebody teaches Torah to an Amoritz, he's mevatel gzeres. If you teach Torah to a Talmid Chacham, you're not mevatel gzeres. If you teach Torah to an Amoritz, you're mevatel gzeres. Because when you teach Torah to an Amoritz, you're giving him Torah that he otherwise wouldn't have. For Rapreda says the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda Chassa, take a look at Rapreda. Show you oime arba meis pamim alocha le Talmid Echa. And then he says, ki zedoyim le meis mitzvah she'im le oiskin lachzarimoy, that a person who has nobody to teach him Torah, he has no way of accessing the Torah. He's like a meis mitzvah, and just like we know the schar, if someone is oisik in a meis mitzvah, someone teaches someone Torah that otherwise wouldn't be able to learn Torah, it's on the madrega of being oisik in a meis mitzvah. It's a dover nifla ad lamay. It's interesting, Rav Moshe in a tshuva discusses how much a person has to give over to teaching other people. So Rav Moshe famously has a psak, meiser zman, the chasam sofer. So we've spoken about this raid at other times, but the Rav Moshe in his tshuva over there in Evan Ezer Chelik Beis Simen Chav Vav says, Rav Moshe, I'll prove to you that a person has to teach someone Torah, even if it's going to take time and patience and it's going to come at his own expense. The riot to that is Rapreda. Look at what Rapreda did. But either way, coming back to our Gemara, says the Marsha, what was the Lashon HaGemara with Rapreda? The Lashon HaGemara was Rapreda have a Le'ahu Tamuda, that he used to teach him 400 times until the Gemara was Shkura B'fif. He didn't just say, let me teach it to him. If he gets it, he gets it. And if he doesn't get it, tough luck. Let him figure it out. That's not what Rapreda did. Rapreda would learn with him, and he would learn with him again. He would learn with him again until it was Shigura B'fif. That's our Gemara. Kolamenei halacha mipi Talmud, says the Marsha. A person should learn with a Talmud, not just a B, let him get it. But wait until he chaps it, until the Gemara is actually Shigura B'fif. And if he doesn't, he has to realize he's stealing from him something that belongs to him, Misheshes Yimei Bereshis. What does it mean, Misheshes Yimei Bereshis? Says the Marsha, and this is, I think, the punchline. The punchline is because every single Yid has in it in his Teva to be able to learn Torah. There's no such thing that a person can't learn Torah. Misheshes Yimei Bereshis is a reference to Bereshis Bar Elikim. Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereshis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenik Bereshis. Every single Yid has a Chelik in Torah. And some people, it's difficult for them to access it, and they have to work hard, and they have to dig, and they have to hear it again, and hear it again, and maybe 400 times, and maybe 800 times, until they're able to access the Torah that they have inside of them. But every single person, doesn't matter what your background is, how many years of yeshiva you learned, how much lumdus, it doesn't matter. Every single yid has an Misheshes Yimei Bereshis. That was something Rapreda understood. When Rapreda sat down with this time, he knew the Talmud was going to get it. He had to get it. He has it. This is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Mayrasha. Misheshes Yimei Bereshis. If he's a yid, then he's Bereshis Bishvil Yisrael Shinik Bereshis, Bishvil HaTorah Shinik Bereshis. And he waited until it was Shkur Mitviv, and that's this halacha. A person should teach a Talmud Torah, and if he doesn't, it's kilu goizloi minachlas avoysav. I think that it's interesting that Ramosha brings Rapredel halacha. By Pasha, you'd say Rapredel did a midas chasidas. Ramosha brings a halacha. I think it's ma'od matim in this marsha, because the marsha is explaining a gemara. Kolaminei halacha mi bi Talmud kilu goizloi. This is not just a madrega. If you don't do it, it's actually pretty bad. It's as if you're stealing from him. And says the marsha, what's the paradigm for this? What's exhibit A? Rapredas. You see that Rapredas wasn't just some Midas Chassidus. There's actually an element of Halacha L'maisa when you're talking about Rapredas. But you see from Midas Chassidus of teaching Torah, but not just teaching to someone that would otherwise would not have access to Torah, especially with the patience of Rapredas, Yimavatul Gzeres, Arichas Yomim, him and his entire generation was Zoycha Torah Maba, says Dvarim Nifla Madlamoid.
You see it from the Gemara, because L'maisa, he only got the prize when that one time when he did it, you know, what happened every time when he did it 400 times, he didn't get
it. It's a vice list. That was something he had to do. Unbelievable. I'm Rav Chana Bar Bizna. No, tremendous. I'm Rav Chana Bar Bizna. If somebody holds back Torah from a Talmud, I feel Ubrim should be made imay mekal and I say, even the Ubrim are very upset. Why the Ubr? This is a layup, says the Marsha, because we know the Ober learns Torah. So even the Ober, an Ober learns Torah, so this Talmud can't learn Torah. Shenemar, how do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Meinea bar yik vuhu loim. The ain loim, when it says loim, is referring to the Ober. Shenemar, loim, loim, yema. So the ain kava yellow klola. Shenemar, mo ekoiv loi kabikel. Bilam said that. The ain bar ala Torah. Shenemar, nashku var pen yenaf. So that's the point, that if somebody is Meinea bar, if somebody holds back bar, which is Torah, Yikvu, they will curse him. Who's they? La'oim, as in La'oim, La'oim Yematz, the Uber Shebemei Iman are going to be very disappointed. Ulubar Shmulam, Yishmolim, and Menak Venoisa Kikvar. Someone that has an opportunity to teach somebody Torah and he says, I don't want to teach him. I don't think he's worthy, or for whatever reason, he doesn't want to teach this person Torah. They are going to pierce him full of holes like a sieve. Menachem Oisai Kekivra. Ksiv Hach, it says over here, Yikvuhu La'oim. Viksiv Hasam, this is not a Pashto Gemara. Viksiv Hasam, the implications are pretty intense. Viksiv, I'm trying to control myself. Viksiv Hasam, Vayikov Chor Bedaltai. So, Vayikov could also mean to make a hole, to pierce a hole. Amar Abai, you know what kind of hole they're going to pierce in this person? Ki uchla de katsri, like a launderer's sprinkler. V'im limdoi maschari, let's say somebody teaches an Amar Tzaira. What's his reward going to be? Blue art scroll. Amar Rava. Why, the Sifta doesn't say that? Did I pronounce that right? Launderers. How many R's are there in launderers? If somebody teaches Torah, you know what his reward is going to be? He's going to be Zoyche to Brachas, like Yosef Atzadik, Shenema Ubracha, Leroyish Mashbir. And here too, another classic Marsha. Says the Marsha, why is someone that teaches Torah to the Am Haaretz going to get the brachas of Yosef HaTzadik? Because Yosef HaTzadik was a mashber. He was a mashber gashmi. There was a rav ba'aretz, there was a famine, people had no food, and what did Yosef HaTzadik do? He fed them. This person who teaches Torah to the Am Haaretz is doing exactly what Yosef HaTzadik did. He's giving them not mazen gashmi, he's giving them mazen ruchni. He's the same mashber as Yosef HaTzadik. Memela, he's going to be zoicha to brachas. This is what we were getting to. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Umarva Gamhu Yoira. Someone that's a Marva, he will be Yoira. Someone that teaches Torah by Ilam Azeh, he'll be able to teach Torah by Ilam Abba. Amar Rav, Rav, Sabinayim, Chizim, Ezim, Natera, Hedin, Yod, Chizim, Ezim, Natera, Shenema, Yechi, Ruvain, Va'al Yomois, V'zois, Lehuda. Right, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfilo. He said, Yechi, Ruvain, Ruvain, Shalei, Va'al Yomois, and he shouldn't die. What are the two things? Yechi, Ruvain, Ba'ilam Azeh, Va'al Yomois, Ilam Abba, which, by the way, is Tchias HaMesim, another Gemara, so you see that Tchias HaMesim and Ilam Abba, but the point is, Mikan Remez, the Tchias HaMesim, and Natera, Ravina, Amar Mehoch, V'Rabim, Yeshene, Admas, Ofer, Yokitsu. So this is a pasuk in Daniel Perek Yud Beis. The pasuk says, I'll read it to you from English. And many of those who sleep in the dusty earth shall awaken. Eila lechaye oilam, these for everlasting life. Ve'eila lecharofois lediron oilam, and these for shame, for everlasting abhorrence. But the point is, clear in the pasuk, V'rabam miyeshene admas ofer yokitsu eila lechaye oilam ve'eila lecharofois lediron oilam. There seems to be a very clear reference in Daniel to Tchiasa Mesim, and I see they bring here on the bottom, Rambam considers this verse to be the most explicit of any in scripture about the tenet of resurrection of the dead. See, Maimer Tchias HaMesim. Either way, Rav Ashi Yom HaMehocha, Rav Ashi said it's going to happen in the following pasuk. V'atolech, Hashem tells Daniel, Laket, V'tonuach, V'tam L'garoch, Laket Sayomim. So Rashi says, Romaz Leshe, Yomus V'yamoid, La'achar Mikein, Laket Sayomim, that Hashem is talking to Daniel, he's specifically talking about some Tchias HaMesim. So again, in Daniel, it seems to be pretty clear that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Om Rabbi Lozor, Kol Parnish, Manach, Zatzibur, Benachas, any Parnish that leads his Tzibur, Benachas, Zoycha, Umanidun, Loilam Abba, he's going to be Zoycha to lead them again in Loilam Abba, Shenemar, Ki Meracham, Om Yenahagen, Val Mabuye Mayim, Yenahalein. So someone who is Yenahagen, he leads, he'll be Zoycha Yenalim again in the future, but it talks about Mabuye Mayim. Mabuye Mayim are springs of water. So we're talking about someone who does it with a gentle touch, just like springs of water are gentle. So too, he does it in a gentle way. So just like we said earlier, Rav Sheisha said, Kol Amalami Torah Bailam Azeh, Zoycha Umalamdo Loilam Abba. It's in the same vein. Kol Parne Shemanigas Atzibur. If someone is an Askin, he's Manigas Atzibur Benachas, Zoycha Umanhigon Lo'olam Abba. It's interesting that Torah doesn't say benachas. Torah, to the contrary, af chochma, right? Torah has to be Torah shalom adati ba'af. But when it comes to leading the tzibur, that's something that has to already be done in a gentle way. So we just mentioned something about leading a tzibur in the name of Rabbi Lazar, which is one of the themes that the Gemara was discussing. So the Gemara now is going to go on a classic digression, and we're going to have Maimer Chazal after Maimer Chazal after Maimer Chazal of Divrei Agado, all attributed to Rabbi Lozor. So the only thing the next Amr of Gemara has in common is that all of these statements that the Gemara is about to say were said by Rabbi Lozor. Amr Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Lozor, G'dayla Deya. Deya is great. You see that it's so important for a person to have Deya. What does Deya mean? Verstand, understanding. How do you know? Because the word Deya was placed between the two Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar ki Kael, Deya is Hashem. Kael is a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kael Deyos Hashem. So we sandwich Deyos in between the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Deya must be something very, very important. Vam Rabbi Lazar, Godol Mikdash, the Mikdash is so chashuv, it too was written between the two oises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Koinonu Yodach. So you have Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. Maskler, Rabbi Bakar, Chino, Elam, Yat, Gdolu, Nekoma, Shein, Dimin, Shein, Oises. So you say Nekoma, revenge is also so great, because you also find it between the two oises. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Kel Nekoma is Hashem, Kel Nekoma is Efiya, Kel Nekoma is Amalei, Lemil, Sachinam. He said, yeah, I don't know why that bothers you so much. Kedulad, Lama, why does it say Hashem's name twice in reference to Ifiyah? Kel Nekomois, Hashem Kel Nekomois twice. Kel Nekomois, Achas L'midas Toiva v'Achas L'midas, because there's two types of revenge. There's the good revenge, the Mida connected Mida of Schar, and then there's the bad revenge. So yeah, Kel Nekoma is a good thing. When Hashem is punishing, that kind of Nekoma is maybe not a good thing, but the good kind of Nekoma is a good thing. And it does make sense. Just like Deya, just like Mikdash, Nekoma should also be sandwiched between the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any person that has Deya, Kilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomov, why? Shezeh Niten Ben Shteyoisis, Vezeh Niten Ben Shteyoisis. So you have Deyas between the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have Mikdash is between the names of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Loza said G'dayla Deya, Rabbi Loza said G'dayla Mikdash, and then Rabbi Loza put it all together. He said Deya and Mikdash must be similar. So Kol Adam Sheyesh Boy Deya Keilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash Beyom. Rabbi Loza said Kol Adam Sheyesh Boy Deya L'Saif Mesash. Any person that has Deya is going to become wealthy. Shenemra Ubedas Chadorim Yimolu Kol Hoyin Yoker V'Noim. So Yimolu Kol Hoyin Yoker, that's wealth. Ubedas Chadorim, it's going to be in the cheder of someone that has das. From Rabbi Loza Kol Adam Sheyesh Boy Deya, someone that doesn't have Deya, also the Rachimol, you can't have Rachmanus on him. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Kiloi Ambinoisu, the nation is not an Ambinois, they don't understand. Al Kain, Loy Rachamenu Oiseu, the Yoitzroi Loyuchonan. If somebody gives food to someone that has no Deya, Yisurim Ban Olav, he's going to be punished. He's going to be punished with Yisurim. Shenemar, Lachmecho Yosimu Mazar Tachtecho, Ein Tvunaboy. Mazar means Yisurim. Shenem v'yar Ephraim es cholya v'Yehuda es mezayra. So Mazar means Yisurim. So lach mecha yosimu. If you give bread, Mazar tachtecha, you're going to get in exchange for that Yisurim. Why? Because ain't Tfuna Bay. Because the person that you gave the bread to had no Tfuna. So that's the punishment for giving bread to somebody that has no Tfuna. The Amar Abelazar, finally, as it relates to Deya, Kol Adam Sheim by Deya, any person that has no Deya, L'Soif Goyle, eventually is going to go into Gola Shenemar, L'Chein Gola Ami Bebli Das. Because they had no Deya, that's why they went to Gola. So a lot of Mamori Chazal, they all in the name of Rabbi Lazar, or with regards to a person that has Deya or doesn't have Deya. So just one Ha'ara. For Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bei Deya, Kilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash Beyamav. Why? Shezen Nite Ben Shtei Oisiyos. Deya was placed between the two Oisiyos. The Pasuk says, Kikel Deya Is Hashem. Vezen Nite Ben Shtei Oisiyos. And the Mikdash was also placed between two Oisiyos. The Pasuk says, Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Koinu Yodach. So at first glance, it seems like a Medrash Pliya. A person that has Deya, it's Ki'ilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. So I was thinking, maybe you could say a Pshat. Pasuk says, in Parshas Kisisa, Vayidab Hashem HaMoshe Lema, Re'e Karasi B'Shem Betzalel Ben Uri ben Chur Lamate Yehuda. Right? What was Bezalel's job? He was the general contractor. He was the one that was going to build the Mishkan. V'amale Yosei says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, Ruach Elikim. I gave him Ruach Elikim. B'chochma, u'besvina, u'vedas, u'vechol malacha. Hashem says, I gave Bezalel chochma, tvuna, and das. Lachshiv machshavos, lasis bezor bekesef unachoshes. He was also handy, etc. So these are all the milos that Bezalel has, and that's why Bezalel is qualified. He's the one that's going to build the Mishkan. But the Pasuk says he got chochma, tvuna, and das. Zok Rash. What are these three things? Chochma is masha adam shemea dvarim me'achir v'lomim. If you hear something from somebody, you now have that piece of information, you're a chocham. You just obtained chocham. It's El Chacham, Allah made me call Adam. So when you learn from somebody, you hear something from somebody, you're a Chacham. What's Tvuna? Maven Dover Me Liboy, Me Teich Dvarim Shalamat. That's when you heard something, you heard a nice Vart, and now you stelled it to somebody else. What you just exercised was Tvuna. So Chachma is the information that you heard. Tfuna is when you start applying it, and you're now Maven Dover Me Teich Tavar. What's that? Zok Rashi Ruach HaKodesh. Das is Ruach HaKodesh. So Chachma Tfuna Udas. Chachma is what you heard. Tfuna is when you start applying the information that you heard. And Das, says Rashi, is Ruach HaKodesh. We'll tell you something interesting. We daven every day. Ato chonen ba'odom das. Chonenu meyitcha, Chachma bina vadas. Nusach svar. We ask for Chachma, bina, and das. We're asking for Ruach HaKodesh. Does that make any sense? So Chachma we're asking for. Yeah, we should. We want to hear good words, geshmak zachen. Tvuna, we should be able to be maven dover mitoichdov. We should be able to apply the knowledge that we heard. But what is das? We're diving into Rashi teaches das is ruach hakodesh. So I'm going to tell you a dover nifla that the Vilna Gaon says in his Pirush HaMishlei. It's on a famous pasuk. Kol pal Hashem l'maneh. Says the Vilna Gaon teichdov. It's a very, very, very long piece, and I'm reading to you one excerpt. Says the Gaon, ki l'chol adam va'adam yesh loy derech bifnei atzmo leilech bay. A person has to realize that he's unique. Every single person is unique. Hashtag individuality. We're all unique. We're all different. We were all created with different koichos, different talents, different milos and different chesroinus. And as a result, there are different expectations from each and every one of us. So high level, yeah, we all have to keep 613 mitzvahs deiraisa, so we all have to keep all the mitzvahs derabanan, some of them in hagim, whatever. But on a more individual level, we all have our unique tafkid, our unique purpose that was put and given to us in this world. Says the Gra, ki ain't items, no two people think alike. They ain't parts of fein, no people look alike. They ain't tevash nebe yodam shal. People have different nature. People are different. Ukishahayu neviim, says the Vilna Gaon. Once upon a time, they were neviim. Hayahaychon, that's a neviim, lidrish es Hashem. People would go to the Navi. Vaya Navi oimer alpi mishpat hanavua. The Navi would tap into Navua. It was Bashamayim, he. Darka yashe yelechba. He would look you in the eye and he would tell you what your tafkid is, how you're supposed to live your life. What a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What machay vascha b'ilamcha. Lefi sheresh nishmasai ulefi tivas gufay. He was able to figure this out. Vizel, listen to the Gaon. Says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. La'odam ma'archei lev u'me'ashem ma'anei lashen. La'odam ma'archei lev, says the Vilna Gaon, shaloi lo'i hoyer rak larich levavay lidreis es Hashem b'chol levavay. La'odam, a person was able to go to the Navi and ma'archei lev. He was able to be Larich Lavovai, spread out his heart. Go to the Navi. U'me'ashem hoyim ma'ani loshen al yidei Navi eich yisnai. And me'ashem ma'ani loshen, they would tell him exactly what he is supposed to do? What's expected of him? Oh, because she batla hanavuah. But when nevuah was batal, so we didn't have nevi'im anymore. We didn't have any more. Umei Hashem ma'ani loshen. But says the Vilna Gaon, there was an option B. Hayu ruach hakodesh b'Yisrael. There was ruach hakodesh. The ish ruchai. A person was able to use his Ruach HaKodesh, and that was in the past tense, is in the present tense, able to use his own Ruach, and his Ruach guides him, and his gut tells him what it is Hashem wants from him, and how he's supposed to live his life. And here's the punchline. The Ruach HaKodesh yesh l'chol adam v'adam. Every single person, says the Vilna Gaon, has this Ruach HaKodesh. So once upon a time, says the Vilna Gaon, if a person wanted to know what his individual tafkid was, what did he do? He would go to the Navi, l'adam ha'arche lev, u'me Hashem ha'ani loshen. Hashem would tell him, he'd look him in the eye, he would tell him, if he's shayrish nishmasa, if he tivas gufay, what it is that's expected from him. But mishachar beis ha'midrash, we don't have that anymore. But despite the fact that we don't have that, we have Ruach HaKodesh, we have a Ruach inside of us, a gut in a very deep place that sometimes is even irrational. It drives us and moves us in a certain direction, and that's our Ruach HaKodesh. It's divine intervention that's telling us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And the Ruach HaKodesh yesh l'chal adam v'adam. It's gevaldik. We daven every day. Chaneinu meyitcha chachma bina v'das. What's das? Rashi and Chumash says it's Ruach HaKodesh. We daven for Ruach HaKodesh. This is Vilna Gaon. The Ruach HaKodesh yesh l'chal adam v'adam. But I was just thinking, could be it's gevaldik. Rabbi Loza said, kol adam sheyesh by deya, kilu nivna beis hamikdash v'yomav. It's beautiful. Deya is Ruach HaKodesh. If a person taps into his Ruach HaKodesh, it's kilu nivna beis hamikdash v'yomav. He's bringing Ashrei Sashchi. He's going back to the times of the Nevi'im. He's going back to a world of La'odam Marche Lev Ne'ashem Ani Loshen, to a world of Malka V'sareh Bagoyim Ein Torah. No, there is Torah. Soid Hashem L'Yireyav. Through Das, through a person tamping into his own Ruach HaKodesh, he can go back to days of yore. It's literally Ki'ilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yavah. Either way, Zok Digimara Vayter. What's that? Baba Rabba Lazar. Kol bayis ain't the return nishman by balay. Any house where there's no Torah at night, eish oichlasay loyaleinu. This house is going to be consumed by fire. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kol choishech tamun litzfunav ta'achleu eish loy nupach yera sarid ba'aloy. So there's fire going on here in a house. What happened? What happened was loy nupach yera sarid. What is a sarid? Ain't sarid el Talmud Chacham Shenema uvasrid Masher Hashem Kair. So if there's no Talmud Chacham in the house, there's no Torah, then it's olol to be where Eish Oichlus. Remember, does call Shenema Hanat Talmud Chacham in the house. If somebody doesn't give and benefit Talmid Chacham from his possessions, Ain't Roy Simin Bracha Loim, he's never going to see Simin Bracha. Shenema Ain't Sarid La Achloi Al Kain La Yachol Tuva. You want to know why this person didn't have Toiv? Because Ain't Sarid La Achloi and Ain't Sarid El Talmid Chacham Shenema uvasrid Masher Hashem Kair. So Belaza was talking about the importance of having Torah in your house at night, but not just that, the importance of being Mahana Talmud Chacham in the Chasav. Kol Sheinu Mahana Talmid Chacham in the Chasav Ain't Roy Simin Bracha Loim. And of course, Michlalav Ata Shemeya Heim. We always like to focus on the positive, that if a person is Mahana Talmud Chacham in a chas, you have an opportunity to be Mahana Talmud Chacham. You see how choshev it is. It's something that brings bracha. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Kol she'in mishayir pas al shulchano. If somebody finishes his meal and he literally wipes his plate clean, he doesn't leave over a talmish kan shadayim. Ain't it right? Simin. I remember when I used to leave over, my grandfather used to ask me, Sansen is the Gevar Nareba, the Talshan Shanaim. But apparently, this is the way it's supposed to be. So, Vabar Abulazar, Kol Sheinu Mishayir Pas Al Shulchan, someone that doesn't leave over a little bit of pas, Ain't Eroy, Simen Bracha Loilam, he's never going to see a Simen Bracha. Shenemar Ain't Sarid La Achloi, Al Kain La Yachil Tuve. Freit Gemar, is it a good thing to leave over bread? Vabar Abulazar, Abulazar said, Kol Mishayir Petitim Al Shulchan, if somebody leaves over bread on his table, Kilo Oivet Avay Dazar, whoa, it's as if he was Oivet Avay Dazar, Shenemar Ha'urchim La Gad Shulchan Vamimalon. That's what they used to do to the Avodah Zarah of Mesach and of God. They used to leave over bread. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, Hod Ikr Shleim Badei, Hod Lakr Shleim Badei. Depends how much bread you left over. If you left over so much that you can literally make up an entire loaf of bread, that was a derech of the pagans of Avodah Zarah. That's a bad thing. If you leave over a little bit, that's a good thing. What's the Pashup Shop, by the way? Why are you leaving over? Because in case an Ani knocks on your door, and he's hungry. There should be a little leftovers. You should be able to give him. By the way, this is the makar to leave some bread on the table. Berachas Hamazon. It comes from this gemara right here. Tanis arrived right. Vomer Rabbi Lazar kala machlef b'diburoi. If somebody talks, but he makes believe he's somebody else, he disguises his speech. Kilo oved avay dezara. It's as if he was oved avay dezara. Ksif ach. It says v'hoyisi be'enav kimisateya. Fixiv Hosam Hevel Hema Mase Tatur, right? Yaakov said, Va Yisi Be'enov Kimisateya. It's funny that we're attributing Avodah Zarah to that. But Va Yisi Be'enov Kimisateya, and you find the Lashon of Tatuim with relation to Avodah Zarah. So again, what do all these Mamarim have in common? It's all Rabbi Lazar. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Mastaka Be'erva. If somebody looks at the erva of a woman, Kashtoy Neneris, Rashi has two Pshatim, and the first Pshat Rashi says, he's going to have a difficult time having children. Shenemar Eriyo Teyor Kashtecho. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, Lo'ilam Hevi Kovel V'kayim. If a person wants to have Arichas Yomim, he wants to live a good, long life, he should be humble. Amar Rabzeira said, Afanan Ami Tanina. We learned that also. Bias Ofel. That if there's a dark house and there's no way for the Kohen to see whether it has a neg or not, so you know what the halacha is? It never became tame. So you see that when something is dark, when something is humble, it can't have a nega. In that same vein, if a person wants to spear himself, negoim, he wants to have arichus yomim, he should be humble. Shma mina, that's the school. Amr Abtavi, Amr Ab Yoshiyam, Aydich Siv, what's Psham in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says that there are three things that are never satisfied. Pasuk in Mishlei. Sha'oil, the grave is never satisfied. Va'oitze racham, that's the womb of a woman because of her chiba fatashmish. And Eretz loy savamai, and the land can never have enough water. Three things that are never fully satisfied. The grave, a woman's womb, and Eretz. Says the Gemara, what's the connection between a grave and a womb? Just like a woman's womb takes in and it sends forth, right? It takes in the tipas rucha, the zera of a man. And it's moitzi, a child. Av sha'oil machnes u'moitzi, so too the sha'oil is going to be machnes u'moitzi. The sha'oil is machnes, the grave imports. It imports when somebody's buried, he takes in. But he's also going to be moitzi. Zog the Gemara, v'aloi dvarim kal v'chein. U'ma rechem, madach de rechem, she'machnis anoyze b'chashoy. When the zera enters, it enters quietly. But moitzia mimenu b'koyle koylois. When a woman gives birth, this koylos, the woman's koylos, the baby's koylos. Sha'oil, she'machnis anoy b'koylois. The sha'oil that takes in b'koylois. The b'chiyos, the crying that takes place at a kfura. Einoy din, certainly she'machnis anoy. That is going to be koile koiles b'shas chias amesim. What are the koile koiles going to be? Says Rashi, shenemar yitoka b'shoifer gadol. Those are the koile koiles that are going to take place when the grave is going to be moitzi, when there's going to be chias amesim. He can't tshuva lo imrim ain't chias amesim in a Torah. And this is yet another tshuva for those that say ain't chias amesim in a Torah. That's this hekesh between the sha'oil and the oitzerechem. Just like the rechem is a machnes u'moitzi, so too the sha'oil is going to be machnes u'moitzi. Tanit Rav Eliyahu, tzadikim shasar kodesh baruch lach yoysam, einon choizrois la'afarom. The tzadikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back to life, are going to come to life, and they're never going to die. Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'hoya anishar b'tzion, v'hanoysa b'Yerushalayim, kodesh yeyomer loy, kol hakosav l'chayim b'Yerushalayim. We're comparing the people that are going to come back to life to Kodesh. Ma Kodesh lo'ilam kayim. Just like Kedusha is infinite, it's eternal. Afheim lo'ilam kayomim, so too the people that are going to be brought back to life are going to be kayim lo'ilam. V'im toimer, you're going to ask me, Akasha, oysam shanim sh'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu chadesh ben ha'zaylam. The years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechadesh the world. Rashi says it's referring to a period of 1,000 years that's going to take place in the future. And again, we're going to see a lot more about this in the coming days. We're just going to go through the Gemara now because the topic of Yemoisa Mashiach and more about Chias HaMesim is something that's going to come up later in the parak. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'niska V'Hashem Levada B'Yemahu, Tzadikim Mahi Moisim, so the Tzadikim are going to be resurrected, and then there's going to be this 1,000-year period where Hashem is going to be Mechadesh Toivim. What's going to be with Tzadikim during those 1,000 years? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysalehem Knafayim Kinesharim. Hashem is going to make for these tzaddikim, wings. like eagles. V'shotan al pnei amayim, and they're going to be shot. They're going to glide over the sea. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, al kei lo nira bahamer aretz uvamay tarim b'lev yam. V'shema tami yesh lamtzar. You may argue that 1,000 years of flying on top of the ocean, the tzaddikim, are they going to have tzar? Talmud loymar v'koyvei Hashem yachlifu koyach. Yalu ever kinesharim yorutzu v'loyigo yelchu v'loyiyafu. Who the koyvei Hashem? The koyvei Hashem are referring to the tzaddikim that are going to be brought back to life by tchias amesim. Yalu ever kinesharim. They're going to have evorim. They're going to have wings like nesharim. Yorutzu, they're going to run v'loyigo. They're not going to be tired. Yelchu v'loy yeyafu, that they're never going to tire. So v'shem v'taymer yesh lam tzar, that's this pasuk. Al zeh nemar, yorutzu v'loy yigo, yelchu v'loy yeyafu. Break the Gemara. So you're telling me that when the Mesim are resurrected, they come back to life, they are going to live forever. They're not going to die. Break the Gemara. There's a little bit of precedence for Tchias HaMesim. There was one Tchias HaMesim that took place in Nach, and that is Yechezkel. So, Frank the Gemara, Yechezkel, who very famously was Mechayim Mesim, why don't we learn from Yechezkel that just like the Mesim of Yechezkel died after they were brought back to life, so too, the Mesim that are going to be brought back to life by Tchias HaMesim are going to die as well. Says the Gemara, Savala Kamanda Amar Be'emes Mashal Haya, that when it says that Yechezkel was Mechayim Mesim, it never really happened. Meaning there's no such thing as Tchias HaMesim where the person that was resurrected is going to die. Really, if this Tchias HaMesim, the person stays alive forever. Yechezkel was Mechayim Mesim, and these people don't seem to be around anymore. So the Gemara, that never really happened. The whole story was a mush. So the Gemara now, from here really until the bottom of the Yomid, is going to talk about the Mesim Shehechi Yechezkel. So we just need a little bit of background information. Who exactly were these Mesim? So this is the Haftorah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Zayin. The pasuk says as follows. Hoyso la yad Hashem. Yechezkel talking. Vayotzieni beruach Hashem, vayenicheni b'teich habika. Yechezkel says that Hashem took me to a bika, v'hi melei atzamais. And this bika, this valley, was full with atzamais. He saw the bones of human beings. These were dead bodies, obviously, but there was a bika that was melei atzamais. V'havirani aleim soviv soviv. Yechezkel says Hashem told me to go around and around. V'hine rabbi ismoid al pnei habika, v'hine yevesho ismoid. There were many, many of these atzamos, and they were very, very dry. They were completely usketriken. V'yomer elai, Hashem talks to me, and He says, Ben Adam, hasichieno atzamos eila, is it possible for these atzamos to spring back to life? V'yomer, see, Yechezkel says, I told Hashem, Hashem elokim ato yodata. You're asking me? You know. V'yomer elai, so Hashem told me, hinove yalo atzamos eila. I want you to say in Nevuah now about these atzamos. V'amarto aleim, and you should talk to them. Ho atzamos hayeveshois, shimu. Listen to what Hashem has to say. This is what you should tell him. I'm going to take a ruach now. I'm going to blow it inside of you. You're going to be infused with this ruach. You're going to come back to life. You're going to have gidim. You're going to have flesh. And through this manifestation of Gilui, Shechina, of Tchias, you're going to know that I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'ni besi kasher tzuvesi. See, Yechezkel said, I listened to Hashem, and I did exactly what I was told to do. V'yihi kol kehinovi, v'hine rash, v'atikrivu atzomes etzem al atzmai. And I'm watching as one etzem comes to the other etzem, comes to the other etzem, and slowly, slowly, a skeleton forms, and now this flesh, and this blood, and this ur, and these atzomos came back to life. Give them a ruach, give them a neshama, give them life. Says Yechezkel, I did exactly what Hashem told me to do. Vayamdu al ragleim, they got up. Chayil gadol, they were an army. Ma'id, ma'id. Vayomer elai. What was the punchline of this whole nevuah? Hashem then turns to Yechezkel. This is what Yechezkel talking. So Hashem tells me, Ben Adam, ha'atzomois o'eile, these atzomois are a muscle. You know, they're a muscle too. To kol beis Yisrael heima. They're klal Yisrael. Hine yomrim, I heard the Jews say him, yofshu atzmoiseinu. Our bones are dry. Va'ofta tikvaseinu. Nigzarnu lanu. Yecheskel said, Nevuah, the time of Churban by Yisrishim, when the Yidden came to Babel, and the Yidden are walking around, they feel like these are Tzomais Yeveshois. Yavshu Atzmai Seinu, Va'avda Sikva Seinu, L'cheini Navi, Amart Aleim, I want you to tell them, Koyomar, Hashem Elokim. Right, this is the Nevuah. He says, I want you to tell them, Hine Ani Poseach Es Kivrei Seichem, Va'alisi Eschem Yikivrei Seichem, Ami Ve'avisi Eschem, Al Admas Yisrael, V'yedatem, and you should know, Ki Ani, it's beautiful, Ki Ani Hashem, Befischi Es Kivrei Seichem, Uva Loisi Eschem, Yikivrei Seichem, Ami, V'nosati Ruchi Bochem, V'chisem, V'hinachti Eschem, Al Admaschem. You want to say the brachas v'yedatem? Ki ani Hashem dibarti v'asisi no'om Hashem. Akan. This is the nevuah of that Tzomas Yevesh. A beautiful nevuah. Yecheskel is in a bikkah. He sees a chayo godo ma'id ma'id. So many atzomas. They're so dry. They're a yevesha is ma'id. And he has his nevuah from Hashem. He brings them back to life. And Hashem says, you know why I did this? Because I want you to go tell Klai so that they feel like a person sometimes feels like atzomas Yevesh. Right? We always talk about how Hashem is mechayi mesim and Hashem is mechayi chayim. This is the idea that you feel sometimes like you're dead. There's a bechin of tchias and mason. It's beautiful. That's manifest with chayim. That's exactly what the Hashem is mechayim mason. Hashem is mechayim chayim. That was the whole punchline of the nevuah of Yecheskel. That's the story of the nevuah of that Tzomas Yevesh. Stating that, we're going to have a fest of machlokes in the Gemara. Did this really happen, or was this all a nevuah? Meaning, was Yecheskel really mechayim mason? Were there really dead people that Yecheskel was mechayim? And then he was told, just like you were able to be mechayim mason, so too, tell Klai Yisrael, I will be Mechayi Chayim. I'm going to take away the feeling they have of Atzamas Yevesh. Or maybe not. Maybe this is all a mashal. Zok di Gemara. L'chur, at first glance, this seems to have really happened. If it really happened, and these people died, so you see that after Tchias HaMesim, a person dies. So how could you tell me that after the real Tchias HaMesim, everybody is going to stay alive forever? He holds like the Manda Omar. Yes. That really, it never happened. Tanya into the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, Mesim Shechi Yecheskel, Amduar Raglim, Amru Shir Vamesu. The Mesim that Yecheskel was Mechaya, they got up, they said Shira. Mashira Amru, Hashem Memes Betzedek, Umechaya Birachamim. Rabbi Shua, Imes Shira, they said a different Shira. Hashem Memes Umechaya Meirich Oil, Vaya. Meaning, these were real people. They even sang Shira. They sang about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch was Mechaya Mesim. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Emes. True, mashal haya. I'm only Reb Nechemya. Im emes lama mashal, the mashal lama emes. That's an oxymoron. Is it emes or is it mashal? Ella be emes mashal haya. It was really a mashal. This never happened. Reb Elazar ben Yisrael beisrael gli liyamer. No, it really did happen. Meisim shehechi Yecheskel olu l'Eretz Yisrael. The meisim that Yecheskel was mechai, they went to Eretz Yisrael. The nasu nashim, they got married. Vaylidu banu mavanis, they had children. Amid Reb Yehuda ben Maseir. Reb Yehuda ben Maseir was there during this exchange. Va'amar, he said, ani b'bnei b'neiyam. My Yichas brief says that I'm an anacle from the meisim shehechi Yecheskel. And by the way, va'alolu tefillin sheiniach li avi abba mehem. And this pair of tefillin that I have comes from the Mesim Shehechi Yecheskel. A lot of halachic ramifications. But just like we said, we can't talk about the Chilazin and the Trelis. Unfortunately, we can't talk about this either. Uman, Ninus, Mesim Shehechi Yecheskel. So who were the Mesim? So we have a machlokes. They were real people. They weren't real people. Rehudah ben Maseiras said that he was a multiple Rehudah ben Maseiras, by the way. Taisus Pesachim left Alam and Beis. All right, whatever. But the point is, if they were real people, who were they? Amar Rav, Elu b'nei Ephraim, Shemonu laketz v'tov. These are the famous B'nai Ephraim who made a mistake. They made a tois in terms of when Hashem was going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And because of the mistake that they made, they ended up getting killed. Where is there any reference to the B'nai Ephraim in Nach? It's Pesukim in Divrei Ayob. Shenemu B'nai Ephraim. Who are the sons of Ephraim? Ephraim as in Ephraim ben Yosef. Shu Solach Uvered B'nai V'Sachas B'nai V'Oda B'nai V'Sachas B'nai V'Zavod B'nai V'Shu Selach B'nai V'Ezer V'Elod V'Harogam Anshei Agas and Rod Mars. They were killed by the Anshei Agas. V'Ksivin, it says that after the B'nai Ephraim were killed, V'Yisabel Ephraim Avim Yomim Rabim V'Yavoyu Achad Nachmoy. Ephraim mourned them Yomim Rabim, and his brothers came to be Menachem him. Either way, you want to know who the Mesim Shech Yecheskel were? They were the B'nai Ephraim. So who were the B'nai Ephraim? Who were the B'nai Ephraim? So again, we've spoken about this so many times in the daf. We spoke about it specifically before Pesach, but we know that there's a lot of confusion in the Torah in terms of how many years the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. On the one hand, we spoke about it this morning, Umoycha b'nei Yisrael, Ashiyashu b'eretz Mitzrayim, Shloshim shana v'arba mei shana. That was what Gvia ben Pesiso said in front of Alexandros Mukdan, that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Hashem told the Ephraim by the Bris Bein Absarim, Yodel Yateidik, Yigei Yizar Acha, b'eretz Leidham, v'avodim v'inu oysam, arba mei shana, 400 years. Then again, we know that Yaakov Avinu went to Mitzrayim Radu Shana with his family 210 years, the gematria of Radu. And then we know that Miriam was called Miriam because she was born by Vayimaru Es Chayeyem, meeting Sheba Mitzrayim, was 86 years. So was it 430? Was it 400? Was it 210? Or was it 86? The answer is as follows. When Hashem told Avram Avinu, Yodoya Teyed Kiger Yerzarach Beretz Lelahem, for 400 years, he meant from the time that Yitzchak is born, Zaracha, from the time that your son is born, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera, you're going to be the Eretz Lelahem for 400 years. And if you count from the day that Yitzchak was born until the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it's 400 years. Avram Avinu was 70 years old by the Bris Bein Absarim, which means, if Avram Avinu was 100 when Yitzchak was born, there were 30 years between the Bris Bein Absarim and Leidas Yitzchak. So if there's 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak until Yitzchak Mitzrayim, how many years are there from the Besura of Kiger Yerzarach Beretz Lelahem, from when Avram Avinu was told that his children would be in Mitzrayim? 430 years. So it's 430 years from the Bris Bein Absarim, that's Me'es HaBesura. It's 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. When Yaakov and his family descended on Mitzrayim, it was 210 years, and the actual Shibud was only 86 years. Ephraim had a Messiah. The Yidden had a Messiah of 400 years. But they didn't know how to do all this arithmetic. The Bnei Ephraim thought that, you know, in the 400 years, you know, when the 400 years is supposed to start, it's supposed to start 30 years before Leidas Yitzchak. It's supposed to start from the Bris Bein Absarim. So they counted 400 years from the Bris Bein Absarim, which was 30 years before the Yidden actually left Mitzrayim. It was only 370 years from Leidas Yitzchak. And they left. They were doichik as akeitz. They thought now was the time to go, but it was too early. And because it was too early, they were killed. They weren't going to actually leave Mitzrayim for another 30 years. You know who says everything I just told you? Rashi. Rashi says it right here. It's a Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says right here everything we've spoken about this so many times. We've said everything but a Bnei Sasra. No, I'm kidding. No, we've spoken out from the Heilig.
He helped me with it for 9:60.
Right, very good. Hashtag 9:60. We spoke out from the Heilig Divrei Yoel. We said that you see that if you doichik as hakeitz, if you go a little bit too early, could be it's not so good. But then again, you see, Yecheskel was Mechayo, all these Mason, so it's not so posh. We spoke a little bit about that, and about the idea that it could be that's why the Yidden were always so afraid when they were in Mitzrayim. When they were in the Midbar, they kept on thinking that they're going to get killed. Because you see, the Bnei Ephraim made a mistake. They weren't sure. Maybe they're not getting the math right, but either way, we'll end on this note.